Rick, I understand that a new alliance has been announced. This is an effort to bring together different agricultural organizations to have a united voice for agriculture. And boy, I mean, this is something that I think we've seen other efforts that have tried this in the past, but very much needed today in this world where there does seem to be renewed efforts by on the part of a lot of sectors to maybe misrepresent and cause some concerns for anybody involved in agriculture today. Tell me a little bit about what I know that NCGA is involved in this. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, Chuck, you said it well. We've needed this. There's been a lot of other efforts. I think, unfortunately, agriculture has been more defined by our differences than our similarities. And really, this is an effort in this negative environment that we're in, where so many people are saying unfortunate or untrue things about our food sector, to get the groups that represent farmers and ranchers together in an alliance so that we can pool resources, we can pool information, we can do common messages, and really set the record straight about our ag sector, and more importantly, share our common values with those we have with consumers and the general public, and be able to build that level of trust and confidence in our food sector.
Well, this is being called the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, or USFRA. I understand that it's really just being put together, and more information will be forthcoming next month as we see who, I should say, what organizations sign up and come on board. But looking at what you have discussed about doing, since you do have such a diverse, elements within the ag industry, how do you think that you can unify like this when there are policy issues, for example, that do bring some of those differences out you talked about?
Great question, and that's always been one of the challenges. We are each group, and as farmers, we're unique and individual and different, and that's what makes us strong. We have set up some parameters. Our job is to, in this alliance, is to coordinate what we're already doing and do it in a way that we're saying the same things, is one principle. The other one is, you mentioned policy. We have purposely decided that we're not going to take farm policy positions. This is not going to be an advocacy group for farm bill debate or farm policy. This is about the agricultural sector and about the food sector and how we can interrelate with our consumers, our end users, and help them understand more about farmers and about ranchers, and that we have the same values they do. We're concerned about a safe, affordable, abundant food supply. We're concerned about feeding the world. We're concerned about the environment. We're concerned about keeping a system that they understand, that's transparent, and having that interaction. And so we won't get into some of the controversial things that may pull us apart. We're getting to the things that I think all of us in this diverse group do agree with. And when we are able to announce the group, I think you'll see it is very broad-based. There will be probably 10 to 15 groups initially that will sign on and be engaged, and will cover all sectors of crop and livestock agriculture.
So right now, I know from what the information that I have seen that there have been, at least 15 to 20 groups kind of participating in the discussion. Of course, there's lots more out there across the country. Would it be fair to say that it's a good time to try to create awareness on the part of those organizations that have not been involved in the discussion? And if they are interested, how would they get involved, and who would they call?
Yeah, we really want to be as broad-based as we can, and our initial effort was to try and get the groups representing farmers and ranchers together, which we thought was a significant accomplishment. And once we have done that, we will certainly be reaching out to any other groups that might be interested, also agribusiness, to see an opportunity for them to play a role. We formally organized 2 days ago. We had a legal structure put together. We're giving till November 1st for the groups that have been engaged so far to formally indicate that they want to be part of it. And then on November 1st, we will formally elect a board and shortly into the month of November, by early November, we'll be able to announce the initial group, have a legal formation, and then that'll be the group that those folks can contact if they want more information. In the interim, they can contact me at the National Corn Growers or John Becker at United Soybean Board or Chris Novak at National Pork Producers, Bob Stallman at American Farm Bureau, Forrest Roberts at National Cattlemen, and John Starkey at U.S. Poultry and Egg. We are the ones that are serving as the temporary steering committee right now.
All right. Well, we'll make sure that they know that. And I guess just another quick question. Do you foresee that USFRA will have a staff and that it will conduct its own campaigns? You talked about coordinating which the groups or members individually are already doing, most of which have efforts along these lines. I'm trying to get a sense of what kind of identity this organization will have in terms of messaging and, you know, website, logo, all those things that go into a marketing campaign, for example.
What our plan, Chuck, is to we want to be up and running with some kind of a campaign early in calendar year 2011. USFRA, U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, is who we are. It may not be the image of what we're about. And our first effort will be to coordinate and look at some of the things that are already going on. There's some really good efforts already going on. Our concern is that there's too many, so we're fragmented, and they're under-resourced. They don't have enough resources behind them. So what we'll be endeavoring to do is trying to pick one or two or three of things that are already going on and make them winners and put more strength and support behind them. In terms of a staff, our vision is that this is a 3 to 5 year effort. We don't want to hire permanent staff. What we're going to do is try and hire a contractor group that can provide the staffing that we'll need to help us do a website and do some of the staffing needs that will need to be organized. And we'll be putting out an RFP for that sometime next month.
Okay. Well, I think that pretty well is, it may be all we can say at this point, and I really appreciate it. Is there anything else that, especially maybe for those groups that would be looking at this and thinking, boy, maybe we should contact them and see if we can lend our support to it. Anything else we haven't touched on?
We do have a preliminary vision statement. We have some principles that are going to be our guiding principles. We have some information. So certainly if there's any of your listeners out there who are interested and want more information, have them get in touch with one of us, and we'll be glad to share that information and share what we have. Again, it's an effort to talk in a more unified, common voice, and so that we're not so defined by our differences, but defined by our commonality and the things that we're saying together.
Okay. Well, I certainly will pledge whatever support I can and lend to the effort, and I'm sure others in the ag media will be doing the same as well. Thank you very much, Rick Tolman, talking about this U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance that has been announced. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.